It is time to get some trusted insight from a trusted insider, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective only here on Grant and Danny. And our trusted insight and our insider today comes from Austin Eckler, running back with the Commanders, who had another tremendous game on Monday night in the Jaden Daniels coming out party in Cincinnati before getting banged up and headed to the sideline and leaving the game with a concussion. So, Austin, we got to start first by just checking on our guy. How you feeling?
I'm getting there, man. Concussions obviously are a big deal in the NFL for a good reason. And, it's kind of one of those things you kind of have to just kind of feel out how your recovery is going. Mine's still coming along, but hopefully be back in, a few days or so.
How much better do you feel now than the night of on Monday?
Oh, wow. Monday definitely was disoriented, had a ton of different symptoms going on. So have made major progress since then. So that's good.
Good.
Feeling more like myself. Definitely made a lot of progress since Monday night.
Austin, to the extent that you're willing to kind of share, because I think the word concussion for a lot of us who are, putting fantasy lineups in and seeing that Q next to people's name, it's just a word. Like, you know what I mean? It's an injury, but it's like hearing someone has a hamstring or whatever. There's so much that can go into it, and it is really scary. Like, I know everyone is different, and I don't know that you know how many you've had or what have you, but can you give us a little behind the scenes on, like, what that actually entails and means for you this week?
So anytime you have a concussion in the NFL, you go into the protocol, which is a very step-by-step, built-out process of you have to pass certain tests before you're able to move on to the next one, and you have to go through all these different tests until you're able to return to play. Then you do a few more tests, and then if you pass all those, then you're finally cleared to actually go back to contact. Like we mentioned, all concussions are kind of different, have kind of a life of their own. So that's what these steps are there for. They start out very simple, being able to just remember, being able to, have different symptoms, see some type of, gradual, pullback, descension of those symptoms is what they want to see first, and then maybe start doing some slow activity, stuff like that. So it's just a gradual comeback to play process that everyone has to go through anytime you have a concussion.
Makes sense. Austin Eckler won't play Sunday in Arizona. He's back here in the DMV. Team is out in Phoenix. We'll dive into what they might be able to do to move on without him. He's been arguably their best offensive player this year, so it's a big loss. In game, do you know right away? Like, it happened right after your long kick return on that 3-yard run off right tackle inside the 10-yard line. It seemed like maybe you were grabbing at your ear. It was like your ear ringing, and then you go into the blue tent. I saw the red hat walk to the sideline because we were in the stands in Cincinnati. Do they just tell you it's up to us now, or like what is the machinations in game?
No, I mean, yeah. So I got hit, and then I honestly didn't know what the heck was going on, and so I knew I was done immediately once I got into the tent. I actually, when I was in the tent, I didn't even remember how I even got in the tent.
Wow, gosh,
Yeah, I kind of was. They were asking me questions, and I'm like trying to think, like, did I walk over here? And so that was what I was dealing with. So I mean, anytime you have that scenario, you're not going back in the game. And then you kind of just go through the protocol, go in the tent, go in the back room, and then at that point, it's just kind of all right, get ready. And then so my ear, I was holding my ear, which I didn't even know until I really got into the locker room or actually in the tent. They were like putting like gauze on my ear because apparently there was a giant laceration in my ear. I'm like, how the heck did my ear get cut open?
Is that from your helmet? That's weird.
I don't know. It must have. Yeah. It must have been. And so I have like 4 stitches in my ear right now. Mm. So straight up ear hole. That's the definition of an ear hole right there.
No doubt. And then your wife, I know, was there seeing her social, and I don't know what other family, but I'm sure you got to fire off a text because they're worried. Like, what's that part of it like?
Yeah, so this is one thing I really appreciate about Washington out here. Like, they do such a good job with just family and everything like that. So they were the ones contacting Dylan, our player director out here, is contacting my family, my mom, my wife, letting them know, hey, he's alert. Hey, this is what's going on. Just keeping him up to date. And so really, really just, great, great family oriented, you know, organization over here. And so they definitely did their job there in keeping my family up to date.
That's good to hear. Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. So the trivial part, obviously, we're first and foremost concerned about you and your health, et cetera. But the trivial part, the football part, you were rolling in that game, dude. Like that was the Austin Eckler show. Kickoff return, the touchdown where everybody's flat-footed and you're on your way to the house. Like that first drive was the Austin Eckler show. You were crushing in this game. You're going to finish with a whole mess of total yards and all the fantasy points you could muster. What were you feeling before all the badness?
So, I mean, you know, it's funny because last year, first game of the year, high ankle sprain. I come back, ankle sprain on the other side too. And so I'm dealing with these flipping ankles the whole year. And everyone's like, oh, this kid's washed. Like, Austin's done. He's done. And it's like, well, if I didn't have, you know, prohibited foot of feet, then I'd be able to run.
Yeah.
And so now I'm finally healthy, back on my feet, and, you know, feeling like my old self again, you know, back when I was running for 1,600 yards, 20 touchdowns. And so that's what you're getting. When I'm healthy, this is what you're going to see on the field. Like, that's kind of what I've been doing for a while now, and that's what you can expect to see as you've been able to, you know, for the first 3 weeks here.
Five touches for 57 yards, basically, in a half of football. The couple of catches and the three carries and then the monster kick return, which we'll get into. So you had the first run of the game on first down, set up a second and short, and then you catch the ball on second and down to single-handedly move the chains. I'm imagining that first play is on the first 10 or 15 script, right? Like, when do you know that the first play is a handoff to you? Did you know that on Friday?
I think it's a little different here because I'm the returner as well. So I think they want to see, okay, is he going to be fresh? Is he not? You know, and so, oh, hey, it was a touchback. All right, Austin, you're in the game. So Brian and I were actually in the game at the same time right there. So I'd love to see that personnel. Let's get both of us out there, you know, two playmakers on the field. So that one was when, hey, touchback. All right, Austin, you're in the play. Let's run it. And so, yeah, we knew.
And then that first catch to move the chains, are you the primary on that? Or was like, is that another one where you know it's coming to you?
Yeah, I don't
know
if you saw that play, you know, but I was like hiding behind the left tackle.
Yeah.
I'm like really down low. I don't even think actually they saw me under there. And so, because they didn't react to me at all going out to the flat. A little sad I didn't get more out of that. But, they, you know, the corner did a good job reacting. But, yeah, definitely the primary. We're trying to hide me and get me to the flat and, you know, pick up at least the first down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the reason I ask you, you know, in that way is first two plays go to you. You had a screen shortly thereafter that was a big gainer across midfield. It just seemed like you were a huge part of the game plan to get everything going in the right direction. And I just wonder what that does for not only your confidence in this offense with Cliff, but maybe even to make you feel good about what you mean right now to this group.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, you have to build trust within your coordinator that, hey, we want to get this guy the ball in different ways. And I think that's what you saw play out there. Like, literally, it was, you know, a run off the edge with two running backs in. Then we stayed in. Then, I'm in this awkward position running a slide underneath. And then all of a sudden, you're throwing a screen to me. You know, I'm running the ball up the middle as well, you know, on my touchdown. So I'm being utilized in different ways, which is exactly what the conversation that I had with Cliff at the beginning of the season was like, hey, but there's different ways I love to be utilized. And, you know, having me moved around is definitely going to be a benefit for us because I feel like I can execute in different parts of the field. And, you know, having that confidence with him having it in me having it in myself and going out there and not letting him down, probably going to see more of it.
Yeah, for sure. Austin Eckler with the Serial G&D. And speaking of confidence, I mean, you guys, you know, to get to the level that you guys play at and go through what you guys go through, you've got to be supremely confident, and it's deserved, right? You're the best athletes on the planet week in and week out. Even with that baseline level, Austin, here's my question. When do you know that you're going to have a performance, not just you, but as the team, where do you have a feeling at some point, like on a walkthrough during the week where it's like, dude, we are about to woodshed this team. Like, we are about to put up all the points and all the yards, and Tressway, take a break. You're not punting. Like, at what point do you know? Is it even during the game where you're like, they cannot stop us? Like, when did you know that for this week?
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, during the week, you know, you're really just focused on yourself. You know, sure, we have their looks and everything like that, and we have our scout team that's running their looks, but it's coming down to us running our details, making sure we're in the right spot, right time, right rhythm, practicing different cadence, different scenarios. It's all commanders, right? Commanders, commanders, commanders. And so then we get to Sunday, and that's really where the new challenge starts. Now we're actually going against our opponent. And so we have, obviously, you know, we're fresh. They're fresh. They think they're going to win. We think we're going to win. Like, there's no telling, like, oh, yeah, our game plan is going to, like, wreck these guys. Like, you really don't know. Every game has a life of its own. And, you know, good things happen, bad things happen, but it's not the end of the world. You continue to overcome. And so we get into the game, and they, you know, score on the first drive. We come back, we score on the first drive, and it's like, okay, here we go. Seems like we're going to be some type of dogfight, back-and-forth kind of game. And sure enough, it played out like that. It doesn't always sustain itself like that, but it just turned into one of those games. Sometimes you have the opposite. Sometimes you have a blowout. And so you kind of take it with what it is of, okay, what is our details? Where are we at in the situation? We'll react from there and try to give it our best that we can.
Our weekly segment with Austin Eckler. As a reminder, every Tuesday at 5, Austin joins us here on Grant and Danny. But because of the injury on Monday Night Football, he was kind enough to make time for us today and fit one in this week here on Friday. But it's presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, presented by IT Cadre, where DC sports insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin live on G&D. Speaking of Tressway, Danny just mentioned him. He's the punter on the team, by the way. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
May not remember him.
You may not have met him yet or known him. What do you have against him? Like, why don't you guys like Tress? He's just trying to punch that time card and work like everybody else.
So Tress is one of the guys in the locker room that, like, everyone really respects. Like, he's the guy that's asking everyone, you know, how they're doing, you know, how's, you know, your wife, how's, like, he's the guy that everyone's like, you know what, like, everyone's got a genuine respect for Tress. So he's one of those guys in the locker room. So he's definitely not going unnoticed, you know. He's still out there holding it for the field goals and stuff like that.
We've known Tress for so many years. When I was on the beat for 4 years, he was on the team early on in his early days. And so we had him on the show on Tuesday after the big game just to ask if he was still alive and just to tell him how impressed we were on the holds on those 5 extra points.
You're such a good holder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been great how he's been embracing it. Look, eventually we're going to have to punt. You know, this run is great, but, you know, eventually, you know, football is football. You're probably going to have to punt one or two. So he's got to keep himself ready for sure.
So you may not have been able to see it. I'm sure you've been able to go back and watch it. But in your stead, Jeremy McNichols has a hidden play that now has kind of made its rounds on social media and the like on that incredible touchdown to Terry McLaurin. He's picking up a blitz, and he knocks some, you know, linebacker blitzing onto his tuchus. And it's like now everybody's like super excited about that sort of thing. You know, those kind of hidden plays, I think, are just so cool for you guys and for fans and everybody to kind of revel in that when a performance is so cool or so great like it was on Monday night. Have you had a chance to talk to him about, you know, about that and then maybe about his role here over the time where you're not going to be around?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that out because I was laughing so hard when I saw him. He was trying to cut the guy, and the guy's legs like got kind of caught up on his back, and then he kind of like flipped him. And I texted him like a couple days after. I was like, "Hey man, that cut block on that throw was absolutely hilarious.
Love it.
Because it's not supposed to look like that, but it just kind of looks funny because of how it kind of played out." But shout out to Jeremy getting in there and getting it done, and he's gonna have to continue to do that, you know, coming forward here because I have to fill my spot there and, you know, take a bigger role in the running back position.
Austin, what did you make of Jaden Daniels' performance? 2 incompletions, his first 2 touchdowns, and on top of all of that, we finally saw the ball go down the field. He dropped a couple of deep shots in buckets.
Yeah. I think this is, you know, him coming into his NFL self. Like, he is still young. He's only played 3 games. You know, and so he's going to continue to learn, to try some stuff. You know, we're going to have new schemes that are put in that maybe weren't in the week before that he likes a little bit better. So he is going to continue to evolve in this game, and who he is today isn't going to be who he is, you know, even in the next game or the game after. He's going to continue to get better. And that's what's great if you have a rookie that gets off to a great start is, hey, they have a jump start and they're learning and they're having success. And so that's exactly what we have right now is that, hey, we have a young guy in there at the helm, at the quarterback position. He's having success. He's finding his rhythm, finding a groove for him that works with the team that we have around him as well. And, you know, it's not necessarily luck, but it's just not common, I think, to really see that type of success super early. Fortunate for me, I've kind of seen it with Justin Herbert and now with Jaden. So I've gotten lucky with the rookie quarterbacks coming in. But I'm here to help support him and make him look as good as we possibly can. And I know the rest of my teammates are too.
Austin, how would Austin Ekeler replace the absence of an Austin Ekeler type, say, in an offense that's been going pretty good over the last couple of weeks? What needs to happen?
It's tough. It's like, that's one of the questions, like, hey, if you lose like a someone on the team that has a key role, how do you, I don't think you necessarily replace them, but you say, okay, who else do we have that can step up? How do I utilize them to their strengths? Because you can't say, okay, go do all the things that Austin does, which would, like, it's the same thing if it say, hey, me, go do all the things that Brian does or some other running back. It's like, it's not fair to that person. You have to treat them as if they're their own player. Which is kind of great for us because our weeks are basically almost a new game plan in every single week. So, all right, this is the players that we have this week. Here's the game plan based off of these players. So I don't think it's about replacing me. I think it's about getting other people activated in other ways that maybe doesn't involve Austin now.
Makes sense, I guess. I mean, it just seems like you've been so instrumental, both running the football and, more importantly, catching the football. Like, B-Rob can do that. We saw it last year even from Sam Howell. It's a part of his game that's undervalued, but they don't really have another version of you. What's McNichols? We haven't seen him a lot. Like, is he more of an Ekeler style back or a little bit more of like a Robinson thumper?
I would say he's definitely more of an Ekeler style, just as far as body type anyway. But that's not fair to say because, you know, he might be a little faster than me, actually. Well, he definitely is a little faster than me, so that's going to be an advantage for him over me anyway. But like, it's not like an apples to apples type thing,
right?
But he's probably 5'10", you know, you can see him on the depth chart, whatever he's listed at. Like, he's more my size. So you're gonna get more probably my type of runs other than B Rob at like 6'2", you know, 230, trying to run dudes over like that.
I guess I mean more like, is he a traditional, like, B Rob is a thumper you can throw the ball to, and you're a guy, get him the ball in space, and you better bring help because no one's getting him on the ground because he's shifty. Like, I didn't know what McNichols' like game is.
Yeah, I would say more the latter there, for
okay.
Sure.
So you've been on some good teams and some teams that, you know, came in second a decent amount, Austin. And here's what I'm wondering. Before you got here, as a lifelong Washingtonian and someone that you know, loves the team and has seen all the ups and downs, something that's usually happened in the past is a big win will happen, whether the team's good, bad, or indifferent. You see, like, a big, huge victory that maybe people didn't necessarily expect or however it goes. And then there's always kind of the subsequent two steps back or kind of a rug pull, a letdown. How do you prevent that as a guy that's been around? And I know you're not there in Arizona with the squad, but that sort of thing where there's another game coming and nobody cares about last week this week, right? Like, I've seen teams just sort of collapse afterwards. How do you prevent that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to your leadership on your team. You know, and me considering one of the leaders on the team, it's coming back to keeping people focused on what matters, which is the details of this week. The details. Hey, what are the details of this week? And that's something I always preach literally every single day. I'm yelling out there, details, details. Hey, lock in on the details. Here we go, offense is up. Guess what? Lock in on the details. Because guess what's going to help you win games on Sundays? Regardless if you just came off of a blowout that you won or lost, or it was a close game, right? We have new details. We have a new game plan. We have to go out there and execute to the fullest of our ability. And how do you maintain that if you have something good? Well, that means you've done something hopefully good in the past. We're coming down to your fundamentals and your preparation. So how do we replicate that? Well, let's keep preaching the same thing. And it comes down to your culture, comes down to your leaders, comes down to how each individual person's attacking the week. It's not something that you necessarily turn on and off. It's really a gradual build. That's why culture is such an important topic when we're talking about football teams, because it comes down to how you prepare, how you go out and play, how you hold yourself accountable, how you set a standard, all these things that come into helping you be consistent during the year.
What'd you think of the team staying out there and just going straight to Phoenix? I kind of like the possibility that you don't come home and all your buddies aren't telling you how good you are for a few days. They just got right back to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're out here for. Dan Quinn says, look, we're not out here, you know, to rebuild or do whatever, you know, some of these people say about us. We're out here to win football games. Like, that's why we're hired. We didn't get hired to win next year. We get hired to win right now. And so if that's what he sees as the next step, hey, we got to go straight out there because it's a short week and we don't have to waste time flying around all this. Let's go. We're here to win games. That's our job. So if that's what he wants, that's what we're going
to
do.
Chance to get to 3-1 in Arizona will be a tall order without our guest, Austin Ekeler. But the guys are getting ready to tee it up on Sunday. How will you watch the game? This has to be so weird for you. Are you just going to be in your living room?
I freaking hate it, man. I hate it so much. I remember believe it was 2020. Hurt my hamstring pretty bad. Had to watch like 7 games from home. Oh. And I remember just doing push-ups. Like, I just get mad. Like, I'm just, like, mad.
It was angry push-ups.
Like, I'm not there. Like, I'm still in game mode, but not there. So I have no way to, like, kind of blow off steam or my energy. So, I'll do some sit-ups. I'll do some core. Like, my fiance, she's like, why are you, like, so intense right now? I'm just like, well, just, you don't understand, you know?
Will you watch by yourself, or, like, is it cool if people are in the room?
Well, my wife's here, so we'll probably watch it together. But she knows how I am on game day, so it'll be an intense viewership.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that turn of a phrase is perfect, because that's how us crazy people do it, intense viewership every week. That's what we do.
Yeah. It's not like a casual, let's just have a nice combo.
It's not time for conversation.
It is locked in.
Right. This is my job. This is not. I'm not here as a for-fun viewer. Like, I'm supposed to be out there contributing to the team so I can keep my livelihood in this league alive.
What's cool, though,
I'm watching it, and not there, I'm like, I feel like I'm missing that, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of us watching the game, we're just kind of seeing, oh, okay, what are they doing here? Like, you're in the script. You're like an actor in the movie watching the movie. So you're like, oh, this is that play. Oh, I see.
Yep.
Watch Luke. Luke's about to come in the backfield. Like, you got the whole thing ready to go. I guess there might be one or two wrinkles this week they install that you haven't seen, but it's not like it's not in the playbook, right?
Yeah, I keep up with everything still. I still watch the practices out there. I'm still a lurker. I'm a lurker from the sidelines. You know, I'm going to make sure everyone's – if I see something, I'm going to text somebody. Like, hey, man, what the hell is this? you know, like, you got to make sure that everyone's being held accountable for the details, you know. So when I watch it, I know what the heck I'm looking at. But, yeah.
Austin, great to hear it, man. And thrilled, honestly, that you were on the mend and the arrow's trending up there. Obviously, first and foremost, concerned about you and the fact that you're getting better is awesome. Can't wait to see you back on the field, but I appreciate the time as always.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Thanks, buddy. There's our guy, Austin Eckler. He will be out on Sunday. Commanders go to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. IT Cadre makes that segment possible every week. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.